Hey. Oh my God. I knew that I'd probably get you, but I didn't know it was going to be that bad. How is it my fault? You're the one that didn't hear me coming. I mean, I wasn't that subtle walking in here, but you were too busy looking at whatever was going on your phone. Well, yeah, but where would be the fun in acting like a normal human being? I was honestly expecting you to maybe jitter a little bit and have that, like that tingle down your spine, but you basically threw the thing across the room. Yeah, I definitely know not to try and scare you next time. Either that, or maybe wait until you don't have something in your hand. Or maybe not at all. Sorry. But what were you even looking at? Oh, come on. You know, saying it's nothing makes a person infinitely more curious about it. Especially since I don't usually see you that distracted over something unless you're actively working. Which you're here on what? Lunch? Or are you waiting to start your shift? Oh, so you're hiding out your last few minutes, I'm guessing? Which gives you some time to look on your phone for something to pass the time? Which was. You do know the more you say that, the worse it sounds for you. Even though I usually tell you what I'm up to whenever I'm working or looking at something, but I don't get that same courtesy. How is this one different? Were you looking at something you shouldn't be at work? I mean, I understand it as much as the next girl, but really? You're this scandalous? Come on. You know, I'm just joking with you. You don't have to look that stiff in front of me. I thought we were going to be good friends. Then loosen up a little. I'm not gonna bite. But seriously, are you doing all right? Okay, good. Because I really do want to look at your phone. Because your face gets so red whenever I bring it up, that's why. And it's really adorable and makes me wonder what has you so embarrassed that you can't show me. Oh, okay, now you don't care if I look all of a sudden. Wow, it's so easy to see what's going on when you hold it so far away like that. Man, that is such a convincing home screen you must have been staring at when I walked in here. It's almost like you're trying to act like you aren't doing anything. Relax, relax. I'm not going to change anything on your phone. Calm down. Jeez, you don't need to reach so much for it. I just want to see really quick. I'll let you look at my phone too to make it fair. But it's your fault that you kept making me more and more and more and more and more curious. Unless you want to fess up and tell me what you were looking at. Yeah, okay. And what were you texting your mom about? Was she sending you embarrassing family photos about how cute you looked in them? Yeah. Well, then. Why is it that when I look in your recent apps, there's Instagram as the first ones with. Were you looking through mine? If you had just found it and were passing through, then why are you so far down on my page? How many of my pictures have you been looking at? A couple, huh? Well, I guess that's too bad. There are some good ones in there. I would have recommended them, but since you were just passing through, then I could probably just delete them off my profile in a second. You're still blushing so much. Oh my God. Well, it's hard to shut up when you keep looking at me like that. Yeah, fine. You can have your phone back. Just here. Now you're following me. You're welcome. So, if you want to keep looking through those later, then you can find me easier. And I'll follow you too before I start my shift. I think I'm here till 8 or 9. I don't remember. I'll just expect that it's 9 and check the schedule later when I get the chance. Because I'm in here talking to you, idiot. Can't I talk to a friend before I get to work? It's not like we have the same shift today, so this will be the only time I get to see you. Unless you wanted to hang out sometime after I get off work. Yeah, I mean, it's not like I'll have much time to eat while I'm here, so I was thinking about grabbing some food after I leave. Either that or I was gonna make something quick at home if you wanted to come and join. We've never actually gotten a chance to hang out outside of work, so let this be my invitation for you to come hang out for a bit of dinner, maybe a movie or something. While you're thinking, I guess I should probably say that this is me asking you out on a date, like a real date. So don't act too dense on me and say yes only to find out at the end of the night. There's that classic nervousness again, and your face is even brighter than before. Well, it's classic now after the whole Instagram incident, and I think I quite like making it into a new thing. It's fine, it's fine. So, is that a yes or? Well, it doesn't have to be dinner if you don't want to. We could always pick another day to go out mini golfing or something. Or we could do some bowling or skating or like an arcade if you're into that. And yeah, I know I'm the one asking you out, but you can help pick the place out too. No, of course I wasn't bothered by you looking at my Instagram. To be completely honest, I was kind of looking at yours the other day too. I was trying to check for myself on whether or not you were single, which I think I successfully figured out. But yeah, I thought you were really cute when I first met you, so I guess I decided to do a little research until I found you. I wasn't sure if you actually liked me the same way or not, but seeing you today kind of helped solve that mystery pretty easily. So, I guess my next question is if you want to actually go out with me. You know, you don't really have to say yes if you don't want to. I'm not going to be upset at you or something. I'd rather know now if you don't like me than for you to force yourself to go out on a date and lead me on. I mean, I don't mind staying work friends with you if this is too weird, because seriously, it would be no hard feelings for you to say no. You want to, but. Oh. No, I get it. You don't need to get yourself right back into the dating scene if you only just got out of a relationship. I know how difficult breakups can be and the kind of scarring that it leaves behind, so you don't really need to explain anything to me. I completely understand. Do you really mean that, or is this the start of you letting me down gently? So you do actually like me then? Well, I'm not going to be pushy and tell you what to and not to do in these situations. I'm just the bystander here in this fight between you and your mind, so don't let me get in between that if it'll only hurt you more. How fresh is the breakup? A few weeks is still kind of rough. And even more so if you were with them for a while. But I'd say it's more along the lines of if you think you're ready for something new, or if you might crash and burn at the thought of being with someone else. Okay, well, how about this? Maybe instead of jumping straight into a full date with me like I wanted, we do something that's a little less high stakes. Maybe we don't go to dinner, but we do something like a little lunch. Sit and talk for a while as friends and see where things go. Like I said, we haven't really spent any time with each other outside of work. So this could be an opportunity to try something new. We can set it so there won't be any expectations, nothing to rush, and we can both pay for our own food like friends. How does that sound? Okay, so now I'm going to ask you again, because I know you didn't sound as indecisive as before, but I still want to make sure it's something you actually want to do. So, would you like to go out on a casual little lunch with your work friend? See, now you look even more confident about it. And that's all I wanted to see. But I do want to say that I really like you. And that's all I will say, because I don't need you to be super nervous before we talk again. Yeah, but I also saw how you were when I found out you were looking at my Instagram, and that was definitely some embarrassment from you. Yeah, it is a classic, so try not to keep fitting the stereotype so much. Don't roll your eyes at me. When do you have off this week? Cool. I'll try and see if I can fit that around my schedule. And I'll message you on Insta when I figure something out. After my shift, obviously. Well, actually, I might try and do it sometime when I can, like, sneak a look at my schedule. So just try not to look at your phone too much until later. I don't want you to be too anxious while waiting for me to text you, because it'll be a bit. Good. Now get your ass home. You don't need to be here any longer, and I don't even want to be here to begin with, but someone has to keep this hellhole running, unfortunately. Yeah. I'll see you around, cutie.